66 degrees, 824 on the Tony Connolly Morning Show, 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. Let's go out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line at 393-3700 and talk with Lieutenant Vern Elliott, who's with the Ingham County Sheriff, and he's in charge of their new DART program. Lieutenant, how are you?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Tell us about this new DART program.
Well, this is an idea that the sheriff came up with all the cutbacks in county government, trying to come up with a way with serving the citizens of Ingham County and still taking care of some of the problems that people face every day. And one of those, obviously, is the dead animals on the roadway, and came up with offering a program for nonviolent offenders, people that have been convicted of alcohol crimes and some drug crimes, as a way to give them alternative sentencing and get them out there to help clean up the streets and have them a way to serve out their sentence.
All right. DART stands for Dead Animal Recovery Team. Tell us how this works, how you find the prisoner, how he gets out there, what happens to the animals. Give us the details about this.
Well, the judges decide on who's available to be sentenced to the program. They send them to me, and they get scheduled. They go out with volunteer deputies, and they take them out. We have an older Mark Tahoe, and we got a trailer that we marked up, and they go out and go on the streets. We get calls on locations of that have animals that have been hit by cars or dead on the side of the road, and they go out and have scoop shovels and garbage bags and pick them up.
When did the unit start?
We started back at the end of May.
All right, and how many animals do you think you pick up in a week?
We pick up anywhere from 20 to 30.
And what happens? How do you dispose of them?
Granger. Container has been kind enough to take the animals off our hands and dispose of them for us.
All right, and tell us about the prisoners who are assigned to this.
Well, they're all, the bulk of them are nonviolent alcohol crimes, minor in possession, some OWI offenders that are first offense, some marijuana possession, that type of crime, misdemeanors, something that is not really necessarily somebody you want to send to jail for, multiple days, that you don't want them necessarily occupying a bed, but you still, they still need to have some type of punishment for what they've done.
So if they're assigned to this, does it do they do it every day for a week straight? How's that work?
Well, it all depends on the judge and how many days they're assigned, but we do it on the weekends. They go out on Saturdays.
Okay.
And so they'll do every Saturday till they fulfill their commitment.
How much does it cost to run the program?
It costs very little. Like I said, it was an older Tahoe in our fleet that we're using, so it's not like we bought a new vehicle. The only cost we have into it is gas. I believe we used a trailer that we already had, and we put some signs on the trailer and a couple of lights. And the deputies that take the inmates out or the probationers out are all volunteer deputies. They're all motor unit volunteers, and they take them out at no charge to the citizens of Ingham County.
All right. What's been the feedback, not only from the community, but for those partaking in the program who are picking up the animals?
Well, the community, everybody I've talked to loves it. They really like the idea of somebody working off their charge. I think it really appeals to most citizens. They like to, rather than having someone, sit in a jail cell, not being productive, they're out there doing something, and that benefits the community. the feedback from the probationers that do it, they don't like it very much. It's not a pleasant task, especially when, you know, you start talking. Last Saturday was extremely hot and humid, and you know, we've all seen the bloated carcasses on the side of the road, and you can imagine how much fun that's got to be to pick them up.
All right, we've been talking with Lieutenant Vern Elliott with the Ingham County Sheriff's Department. Lieutenant Elliott, thanks so much.
No problem, Tony. I appreciate you giving me the chance to talk about our program.
It's 8:30, currently 66 degrees on a Tony County Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Should the Speaker of the House resign? That story next on 1320 WILS.